Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, I can't live no other way. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and praise our Lord. Today is Feel the Fire Friday, and I have a hot message for you on today. Surely Satan has tried to affect my family all throughout this night, but our topic for today is, if I had 10,000 tongues, miracles are in your atmosphere. So we are going to be in the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 10 today. And while you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern for morning motivation on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. But if you cannot tune in live, you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. posted on my website, feelthefire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation to have the recording link text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. And you can do that by texting the words M-M to phone number 33222. That's M-M for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. So you can learn more about me, see the upcoming announcement about our women's conference, everything else that you need to know, as well as send me your prayer request on my website at feeldefire.com. That is FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 10, reading from the KJV. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Let me read the first part of that again. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. This is Jesus talking. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word today. What is our topic? Say it aloud with me wherever you are. If I had 10,000 tongues. There's a song of if I had 10,000 tongues, I just couldn't praise God enough. You see, you don't have to give your victory or joy away to anybody anymore. It's Satan's job to try to steal your joy. It's his job to try to steal your victory. It's his job to try to kill your victory. It's his job to try to kill your confession and your faith in the Lord. It's his job to try to destroy your peace. Didn't I just read this to you in the book of John 10 and 10? But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. Despite everything else that is going on in your circumstances, in your situations, in your home, in your body, in your mind, despite what's going on in your marriages with your children, I've come that you might have life. And not only that you have life, but more abundantly. In other words, to the excess, to the utmost, more than you can ever conceptualize. I've come that you might have life, sustenance, that you might have victory, that you might have joy. Whatever you need, I have it, and I've come that you might have and receive it. So give me your praise. Give me your worship. Give me your thanks, because I'm in your atmosphere. If I had 10,000 tongues, I just couldn't praise them enough. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 19, the Bible tells us that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. You ought to be able to praise God. If you had 10,000 tongues, you just could not praise him enough. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. If I had 10,000 tongues. In the book of Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If you had 10,000 tongues, surely you just could not praise him enough, because I've just shown you that whatever you need, God will supply it. Whatever you need, God is able to do it. Whatever you are beseeching him for and requesting of him, God will supply it. Come on and just begin to give him praise right now. In the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 37, with God nothing shall be impossible. If I had 10,000 tongues, I just could not praise him enough, because no matter what you need, God's got it. So throughout this past night and early this morning, Satan has attempted to come in to steal our joy through and on our mother. But we have not lost our joy, because we are not those who have little faith, but we are those who believe that nothing is impossible with God, that God is always the ultimate healer. So we praise the Lord today that despite what the natural circumstances look like, God is still in control. God is still in charge. God is healing her body. God will move through the physicians. God will have his way. God will raise her up. If I had 10,000 tongues, I just could not thank God enough, because miracles are in my atmosphere. And I encourage you that miracles are in your atmosphere. What do you need from God this morning? Miracles are in your atmosphere. If you will just begin to praise him, just worship him, just begin to speak out what you need by name and just say, Lord, I thank you that it's done. God, I thank you that it's done. I don't care that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I know that your power is greater than his. If I had 10,000 tongues, if you had 10,000 tongues, you just could not praise God enough. In the book of Hebrews 11, verse 6, the Bible teaches us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So whatever you're laying before him right now, you must believe that God has the ultimate authority, the ultimate ability, and that it is within his jurisdiction to answer your prayer and to bring about the change, the victory, the healing, the reconciliation, whatever it is that you're needing, the finances, the peace of mind, and the joy. You must have the faith to believe that God can do it, because if you had 10,000 tongues, you just could not praise his name enough. Think about what he's already done. How many miracles has he already performed? How many doors has he already opened? How many ways has he already made? How many prayers has he already answered? How many times has he already healed you? How many times has he already watched over your children? How many times has he already made ways out of no way? This is that same God who did it back then. This is that same God who will do it right now. This is that same God who answers prayer. This is that same God who regulates the world. This is that same God. Hallelujah. It's party time, folks. This is not the day to be sad. This is not the day to be depressed. This is not the day to give up. This is not your day to grow weary. This is not your day to stop believing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you had 10,000 tongues. Now we got to get ready to go into prayer. Then we're going to end with our task for today. And I'm going to end with a new song today, because it's Feel the Fire Friday. And I'd like you to just be pumped up all over the weekend for the Lord. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Just continue to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we are on fire. Our souls are lit. We are on fire for you. Because, Father, we've been reminded today that everything that's going on is nothing but Satan's job to try to attempt to steal, kill, and destroy. But, Father, we understand that you have given us life and life more abundantly to praise you, to love you, to worship you. Father, to see miracles all in our atmosphere, miracles all in our home, miracles all in our body, miracles in everything that we need. We understand nothing is impossible for you today. So, Father, we praise you. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we proclaim victory. We proclaim healing. We proclaim release for everyone listening right now. Whatever they need, I come in agreement with them. That is done in accordance with your will. If we had 10,000 tongues, we just could not thank you enough. So now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening that you will bless on top of bless and fulfill their needs in accordance with your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and just praise the Lord. Praise him like you had 10,000 tongues, but that still wasn't enough. Let me give you our task, and then we're going to end with our song for today, which is I Gotta Praise and I Gotta Get It Out. Our topic for today is if I had 10,000 tongues. Your task for today and throughout this entire weekend is to praise God no matter what it looks like. Just say, Satan, you don't have the victory over me, and give God the praise. Now, remember to text MM to 33222. Share this with over three people, with at least three people throughout the weekend. Let's win at least 100 new souls for the Lord. And I'll let you know on Monday how many new listeners we were able to bring in. Because when you share it, that means that souls are being blessed. And for some people, this may be the only word they hear, because everyone doesn't go to church. All right, I love you. I'll see you Monday morning. Have a great weekend. And don't forget to send me your prayer requests on my website at feelthefire.com. Miracles are in your atmosphere.
Come on, look at somebody like you mean it. Listen, just say, I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out.
I gotta praise.
Sing it like you mean it.
I gotta praise.
You don't know what he's doing in my life. I can't help but praise. And say, I told you I'm going to get mine tonight. Sit down if you can. Sit down if you can. Hey! Win, 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 win. Win, win, win. When I think of his goodness. Every door He's opened, every way He's made, every night He kept me, every day He rescued me. When I think of all that He's done for me, my soul cries out.